We are awaiting El McMean to give a call in this morning. So excited that he's going to be joining us here on Shelley Kelly Sleigh Ride. And I've wanted to interview El for some time. Very excited that he's going to be calling in. We are listening to El McMean at the moment from his Celtic Guitar Gems album. This is the Kilmulis Jig. WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, the broadcast voice of the University of Delaware, 91.3 FM, and on every device you have at WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, the broadcast voice of the University of Delaware. Live on the air with us this morning, we have El McMean. El McMean, welcome to Shelley Kelly Java Time.
Thanks for having me, Shelley. I got to tell you one thing. Shelley Kelly is a lot more mellifluous than Elmer Ellsworth McMean III.
And you are absolutely right, and that is your formal name. But you're known internationally as El, and you have a pedigree that most mainstream musicians could only hope for. You've recorded 18 guitar albums and featured or included in several video releases. You've also written many numerous guitar music books for Mel Bay. You've given guitar workshops throughout the U.S. and produced recordings by other guitarists, but there's so much more. So, El McMean, welcome to Shelley Kelly Java Time.
Shelley, I need you as my publicist. I have been writing down what you just wrote, what you said. Thanks so much for the introduction. I really appreciate it. It's really great to be with you on the show. I've been appreciating your Christmas card. Very touching. Very touching song.
So my original song. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. I love it too. If you're just joining us this morning on WVUD Java Time, Shelley Kelly, me, is speaking with El McMean, an award-winning and internationally acclaimed acoustic guitarist. He's been included in the greatest acoustic guitarist list. Don't know how that selection works, but they certainly made the correct choice. So I'm so glad that
you
joined.
Thank you very much. I beat it like a drum, that's for sure. That's for sure. And thanks for playing Greensleeves. You know, that is one of my favorite, I think, best arrangements. I really appreciate your playing that. I got the idea from my friend Steve Boffman's incredible version of Greensleeves. Heard it about 25 years ago, and I don't know whether you're probably familiar with Steve's playing. He plays with Robin quite a bit.
Absolutely.
And he did this version of Greensleeves. I said, boy, that is so incredible. I wonder if I could do something. That's sort of how it led to that tune.
So that's one place where you get your inspiration. And that's one of the most pressing questions I think listeners would like to know. Where do you get your inspiration?
I think it's from a sing. I accompanied myself on guitar when I was singing the first, 10, 15 years of my playing. It really wasn't until the late 80s where Shanicky got interested in my guitar arrangements that I got into doing instrumentals. I really was a singer accompanying myself on guitar. And so there's a kind of a singing flavor to what I'm interested in. And it cuts across the different genres. There's so much Celtic music that's melodic, pop, hymns. So I think that is the thread. It's trying to sing through the guitar, which is the subject of workshops and lessons I give, too. So I think that is the element that kind of characterizes my playing and may differentiate me from other guitarists who have different focus in their playing, maybe more orchestral, might want to do pieces that are kind of little orchestral concertos where different instruments are doing different things. That's one approach, and I love that approach, too. Mine is more vocal, emphasizing the melody line and other things are supportive and kind of subordinate to that. Whereas other people, I think, is more of an orchestral view with moving lines, harmonies, counterpoint, things like that. So it's really the singing aspect, I think, that characterizes what I'm interested in.
That certainly shines through in your music. When did you realize that your pathway of life would be with a guitar? There's many things that you do, but guitar-wise, when did you realize that that would become one of your major pathways in life?
My mother claims that I could carry a tune before age 2. Now, she's not here. It was in my baby book, so I guess that means it's official. But I think, so this singing thing has been around a long time. In terms of guitar, I started playing in 1965, you know, when dinosaurs roamed the earth. But it wasn't until 20 years later that I wanted to try to raise my game and, you know, just do more things effectively on fingerstyle guitar. And I ended up taking a ton of cassette lessons from Stephanie Grossman's guitar workshop. And I interacted with Stephanie, gave me some cassettes. I learned the pieces, learned more. And I was really gratified because after I bought a bunch of these things, I sent Stephanie a tape of my own playing, and he asked me to do lessons myself. So it sort of started learning from these lessons and then ending up sharing music via the lessons in the late 80s. And then that led to the video cassettes and then DVDs and then downloads of the lessons. So that was the progression. I would say it was the mid to late 80s that I started to think about trying to find my voice on the guitar in terms of what I can do, and trying to match what I play in the guitar with what I hear in my head. That's been the challenge for me. You know, you hear music in your head, especially if you're a singer like you. You hear music in your head, and then the issue is how do you translate that on the guitar? And I think I'm finally getting close to being able to render on guitar what I hear in my head. It's taken me decades, but I think I'm getting there.
And you have got an amazing sense of humor as well. You know, Elm, you're also an author. You've been writing books for several years, and that must take a lot of time.
You know, it tends to be in bursts of energy. I think it's divine intervention. I mean, some of these humor books, I get an idea, and then 3 days later, they're at the publisher. I mean, it's crazy stuff. And the memoir I wrote in 2018... It basically was 30 days from the concept to when it was on Amazon. I mean, it was crazy. Night and day work on it. It just sort of wrote itself. So it's really, I haven't had to struggle much on these writings. Now, I realize all these things I do, it does give a flavor of, you know, jack of all trades, master of none. There may be a flavor of that. But, yeah, I just ended up writing these books of humor, kind of wordplay things. And five of them turned out in about, you know, 3 or 4 years. Just sort of crazy bursts of energy. So it's not so much. I was looking at Springsteen's autobiography. I said, man, that is such a work of art. And I reconciled myself to it that it took him 7 years and I did mine in 30 days. So, you know, it shows. But mine's kind of breezy and his is an amazing work of art. But, anyway, so yeah, it is fun. There's always some surprise every year. I mean, the end of the year, like this whole album, this new album, in September, if you'd asked me whether I was doing another guitar album, I'd say no. I mean, the world doesn't need or probably even want, you know, another album from me because I got a lot of stuff out there. And just one thing led to another. It was really an interaction with Mark Moss, wanting to hang out with Mark Then we talked about, you know, maybe doing something together. And then I started writing down things where I had maybe some unrecorded things, a number of those, but also some changes in earlier recorded stuff, you know, different vibe, different tuning and the like. And it turned out into a decent looking list. And so I got this idea of maybe go hang with Mark and Ency, do an album and have fun. And that's sort of how it happened. It's sort of like, I can hardly believe it happened. It was like this whirlwind of activity. And then I'm looking at the result. It's just strange, actually. You know, just really weird the way it happened. It was fun, though.
It had to be fun. And I'm looking at your brand new album right now, Celtic Guitar Gems, El McMean Solo Guitar. It's a beautiful production. Audio, fabulous audio quality. I'm looking at the trifold CD case, just gorgeous. And thank you so much for making it easy to read. Really appreciate that. I've had my share of CDs with itty bitty little type, so thank you very much. And
Me too, man. I like to have it. It had to be somewhat small to fit on here, but when you have to use a magnifying glass to read the liner notes, especially in what you're doing, that would be annoying. You're doing a lot of albums, you know, covering a lot, and if you had to squint at it, it's rough.
Celtic Guitar Gems has 15 tracks on it, and all of your albums, all of your books, everything is available on your website, elmcmean.com, spelled ELMCMEEN.com, elmcmean.com. If you're just joining us on Shelley Kelly Java Time on 91.3 WVUD, we're speaking with El McMean, award-winning fingerstyle guitarist, amongst many other things. El, you wear a lot of hats. Husband, father, grandfather, retired lawyer, musician, Christian minister, and humorist. How do you get time to do all of those things?
I kind of get up at ridiculously early hours. And if I can sleep, I slept until 4 this morning. Probably wanted to make sure I was, cogent for your show. And so I do a lot of stuff in the morning. I kind of get a lot of things done in the morning. And it's really this weird burst of energy situation, Shelley, that leads. It's not sort of a dogged kind of approach to things. Although preparing for this studio album, it was dogged, I will tell you, because I hadn't done a studio album with Mark for 21 years. Last one was, I'm wrong, 19 years. It was 2006 was the last one. And so, as you well know, preparing for the studio, it's about precision and not the same way you would prepare for a concert where it's getting through every song. So if you have glitches in the song, you just keep playing, kind of visualize an audience there with you as you're, it's like a rehearsal and preparation. But so there was, there was some agita involved in getting ready for this. And this song, Pan's Birthday, which I've loved for decades, I had to be on a steady diet of Aleve on that to get through the preparation on that. It really hurt my left hand a lot working that up. Trying to get the speed of that up to the piano, incredible piano version of Jeremiah McLean's. And so his song is from 1992, and I wrote it up as a guitar solo. And never really mastered it until, I worked on it recently, which I'm not even sure I mastered it now. But Mark mastered it in a different context, and we got it done. But that was one where it really was a challenge. And interestingly, I'm kind of free-associating, but might be interesting. The one you played first of mine, which was a C-Gab Blarney, I think you played in a playlist last week or a couple weeks ago. That, interestingly, was an add-on. We were a little short on time, and I added two pieces. One was that Blarney Pilgrim called C. Dad Blarney, and the other was the Molly McAlpin. So it's interesting. The one you featured wasn't in the original recording, but I did it in a second go-around with Mark, where I did two tunes just to bring the the amount of the minutes up to where I thought they should be. So I'm glad you liked that. That was a challenge to pull off, too.
The album is lush. It's produced beautifully. You have an encyclopedic catalog of guitar music that you play, and you probably have many guitars. How do you choose what guitar to play in a concert or on an album recording session?
thanks for answering that. I did 4 concerts in the last, since 2024, and I used a McCubbin guitar for those, a little wider fingerboard, and really the sound is very good in that guitar in the live setting. And in this one, I used 2 guitars, a Franklin and a Loudon Brazilian, and the each had its own character. There's a sweetness about the Franklin I liked, and the Loudon Brazilian, there's sort of a crystalline bell-like quality of that. And I've just been playing that a fair amount. So I said, since I've been playing it, I will, take it in the studio and see how it goes. So I used the 2 guitars, and I've even forgotten now which tracks were which. I was going to write it down, and I forgot. So it was a combination of those 2 guitars.
We're speaking with Elle McMean on Shelley Kelly's Java Time. Is there anything that you want to do that you haven't done yet?
By way of music or just sort of in life terms?
Either.
If I tossed off the mortal coil tomorrow, I'd feel pretty fulfilled. You know, I really, especially in the area of books, thank the Lord on this. Years ago, I had a book made of my unpublished arrangements. And, it was a nice book bound, sat on the shelf. And I said, boy, that's just wrong. You have a book of unpublished arrangements sitting on your shelf. And through the grace of God, I will tell you, my connection with Mel Bay around 2018, 19, 20, in that time frame, almost all of those unpublished arrangements were published in a whole bunch of books that I did for Mel Bay. And a number of them were with Sandy Schalk, a really fine guitarist living in Delaware now. And Sandy and I co-wrote 6 books for Mel Bay. And so all the fact that these things that were on my shelf for years are now floating around, in bookstores and the internet and everything, that was really fulfilling for me. So you asked the question about being unfulfilled, and I sort of shifted it to that particular area of fulfillment. So I didn't really answer your question, which probably means that I can't really think of anything off the top of my head. But I really feel that, I've done a lot. It's been great. And now, get to be with my grandkids as they grow up. So it's been good. It's been a good life.
I should say so. And thank you so much for getting yourself into the studio so many times so that you're recorded and we'll have that forever. Thank you so much for joining us today on Shelley Kelly's Java Time on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. We've been speaking with Elle McMean. Elle McMean, thank you so very much.
Thanks so much, Shelley, for having me. Really appreciate it. And Merry Christmas to you.